How should Christians observe God's biblical feast days instead of holidays with pagan origins? By Beyond Today editor. Realizing Christians should reject holidays of pagan origin like Easter and Christmas, and instead keep God's holy feast days commanded in Scripture, how do we do this? It's clear from God's Word that the weekly seventh-day Sabbath and annual festivals listed in Leviticus 23 are special to Him and that He expects His people to keep them as special observances to Him. Jesus Christ and the early church continued in them, and they teach us about Christ's role in the progression of God's great plan of salvation. The weekly Sabbath from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset is a day of rest on which we are not to work. Our customary work is also forbidden on God's annual holy days. Although specific details aren't given in every case, God told His people to hold special worship services during these occasions. On the weekly Sabbath and annual holy days, we attend holy convocations or commanded assemblies. In honoring His commands, today we conduct services that include sermons and congregational hymns, preceded and followed by Christian fellowship. On annual holy days, the messages focus on aspects of the significance of the festivals we are observing. The first of the annual festivals listed is the Passover, a memorial of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for our sins, redeeming us from death. Accordingly, this period of the year is approached with deep spiritual introspection. We commemorate the Passover on the evening that begins the 14th day of the first month of the Hebrew calendar, with a service based on the accounts in the four Gospels and the Apostle Paul's instructions in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28. The evening service begins with a brief explanation of its purpose, followed by washing of one another's feet, based on Jesus' example and instructions in John 13. Then explanation is given for the symbols of unleavened bread and wine, representing the body and blood of our Savior. Baptized members of the church eat a small piece of unleavened bread and drink a small amount of wine to signify acceptance of that sacrifice. Although it is one of God's festivals, Passover is not listed as a holy day or Sabbath. The next night is the beginning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This seven-day festival starts and ends with an annual Sabbath day on which church services are held. For this feast, we are to remove from our homes in advance all leavening agents that cause bread to rise in baking, such as yeast or baking soda, and all leavened bread products, and not eat any during the feast, these symbolizing sin during this week. Instead, we eat unleavened bread during this time, picturing living a Christ-like life by avoiding sin and partaking of Christ as the true bread of life to live by His righteousness. The evening that begins the Feast of Unleavened Bread is a special memorial of the Exodus from Egypt, picturing the deliverance from our past sinful lives, referred to as a night to be much observed. Groups gather in homes or other places for a fellowship meal that includes discussion of the significance of the evening. The next festival, Pentecost, is an annual Sabbath that always falls on a Sunday, the 50th day of account starting with the Sunday during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Then, several months later, come the festivals in the latter part of the year, starting with the Feast of Trumpets. We are not to do customary work on these days, and both are observed with holy convocations. On the next of God's holy days, the Day of Atonement, God instructs us to afflict ourselves for this 24-hour period. In other scriptures, this refers to fasting, going without food and drink. In Acts chapter 27, verse 9, this holy day is called the fast. Young children and those with medical conditions for whom fasting could be detrimental to health are not expected to fast in this way. Most of the festivals are observed in local congregations or at times in a gathering of several nearby local congregations. The exception to this is the seven-day Feast of Tabernacles and the eighth day immediately following. Members and their families gather in centralized locations throughout the United States and around the world for the entire eight-day period. We observe this main festival season of the year with church services on each of the 8 days, along with the opportunity for fellowship and recreation outside of services. The first day and eighth day are both holy days on which no customary work is done. This festival period, foreshadowing the coming reign of Jesus Christ on earth, is to be a time of great spiritual and physical enjoyment for everyone. So sharing meals and enjoyable activities with fellow church members at area attractions is encouraged. And our celebration includes programs and events for families, seniors, teens, and young adults. There is great joy and connection in meeting with God's people at these holy times He has given us.
For a listing of the dates of God's biblical festivals, visit ucg.org/calendar.